Listening Test 8. Listen to three people talking about problems they had in other countries. John.
2 years ago, I went to New York for a few days with a friend. We were so excited, and we'd heard how friendly everyone in New York is. But after the first day, we were beginning to wonder. It seemed that no one smiled, and no one seemed to want to talk to us. I mean, people like the guy who carried our bags in the hotel where we were staying, people who served us in restaurants, cab drivers. We couldn't understand it. Then I spoke to an old school friend of mine who lives in New York, and he explained the etiquette of giving tips. Back home in London, I hardly ever give tips to people, but in New York, it seems you have to give virtually everyone a tip, from your hairdresser to the person who delivers your pizza. Once we started giving tips, we suddenly found that people were much more friendly.
Helen.
I'm Australian and I first came to England 6 months ago and stayed in Manchester. I loved the city, but travelling by bus was a strange experience. In Australia, when we wait at a bus stop, everyone just stands around. Then when the bus comes, everyone gets on. It doesn't matter who gets on first or last. We don't get upset about that. But in Manchester, I remember waiting at bus stops and everyone was giving me these really angry looks. I couldn't understand why until an old lady explained to me that I had to join the back of the queue. I found it annoying at first, but after a while, I began to understand. It all comes down to the weather. In Australia, it's sunny a lot of the time, so of course no one minds getting on the bus last. But in Manchester, where it rains every second day, it's a different matter altogether.
Matt.
I went to China for a school trip when I was 18. I stayed with a Chinese family who had a son the same age as me. They were really nice people, but it took me a while to get used to the food etiquette. The first couple of evenings there was a family meal, and coming from England where it's polite to finish everything on your plate, that's exactly what I did. The mother in the family just kept putting more food on my plate, and I felt I had to eat it. It was only when I really couldn't eat any more that she stopped. On the third day, I decided I should say something. I spoke to the son and said, "Your mum's cooking is delicious. But can you ask her not to keep giving me more food? I'm always full after the first serving." That's when he explained to me that in China, if you finish everything on your plate, it shows you're still hungry. It seems that his mum was quite worried that I was going to be an expensive guest because I seemed to have such a huge appetite. It got sorted out after that, and we ended up laughing about it together.